This is Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. The Federal Reserve expected to cut interest rates for the second time this year. What could that mean for your money? With me now is Bankrate Chief Financial Analyst Greg McBride. Greg, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Great to be with you, Megan. Thanks for having me.
So what are the potential benefits and the potential risks of this likely move by the Fed?
Where you will see it is on things like credit cards, home equity lines of credit. If you're out shopping for a car loan, you will eventually see those lower rates pass through. It doesn't happen overnight. It could take up to 3 statement cycles, for example, for that credit card rate to show up on your statement. And also, the Fed is going to move at a smaller increment. They're only going to cut rates by 0.25 percentage point this time, unlike that larger half point cut back in September. Where you won't see it is in mortgage rates. Mortgage rates don't move based on what the Fed is doing with short-term rates. They move based on longer-term interest rates, and those have been on a very steady rise over the last 6 to 7 weeks. Mortgage rates are back up to 7%, and they've erased a lot of the decline that we had seen over the summer.
You talked about that jumbo cut in September. Looking at that now and what we're seeing, did that seem to be the right decision by the Federal Reserve?
Yeah, I think it was. It took out an insurance policy against falling behind the curve. There was a lot of uncertainty at the time, based on muddled economic data about just how much the economy might be slowing. And the Fed, by making that larger half point cut, it showed me they learned their lesson from a couple of years ago. They were very much behind the curve on inflation. They were late to recognize it, late to do anything about it. And as a result, then they had to get really, really aggressive and raise rates at the fastest pace in 40 years. So taking out a little bit of an insurance policy against falling behind the curve again, I think, was the prudent move. And then that puts them in the position now where they can be more deliberate about when and how much they cut rates, and they can move in slower increments. They're not in a position where they're behind and they're chasing an economy that's slowing quickly.
What is the expectation then for future meetings? I believe the next decision comes mid-December.
It does, yes. I would say generally the expectation is that rates are going to continue to come down, but they're going to come down at a slower pace. The other thing is the economy has fared remarkably well. Growth continues to surprise to the upside despite high interest rates. So unless we see some material weakness, like in the labor market, for example, there's nothing compelling the Fed to be cutting interest rates every meeting or to cut interest rates in an aggressive fashion. So I think that's just going to be, something to watch, not only in December, but as we move into 2025.
Obviously, Fed Chair Jerome Powell is going to try to stay apolitical, but I'm sure everyone's watching right now to see how the new Trump administration's economic plans, including tax cuts and tariffs, could impact the Fed's future plans.
Yeah, and I think that we might get maybe our first clue of that in December. The Fed puts out quarterly economic projections. That'll be the next time they put those out. If we start to see expectations for economic growth and inflation being revised up for 2025 and 2026, that could portend an environment where interest rates stay higher for longer, where they don't come down as much as we were expecting just a few months ago. But at the end of the day, what's really going to dictate the path that the Fed takes with interest rates is going to be the health of the economy and the level of inflation. They're not going to paint themselves into a corner. They want to retain that flexibility, but to do what the economic data is telling them to do.
Greg, it's interesting. You said at the beginning of our talk that, for a lot of people, they're not going to necessarily feel the benefit right off the bat of this. But does it have a psychological benefit when people hear that the Fed is cutting rates?
It does. And to be frank, I think that's the primary benefit at this point. I mean, interest rates took the elevator going up, but they're going to take the stairs coming down. They went up at the fastest pace in 40 years, but they're going to come down much slower. And they're likely to level out at a point that's higher than what we had become accustomed to. Yes, I think that psychological impact, probably the most significant one right off the bat, given the lag time between when the Fed moves and when consumers actually see those lower rates and the fact that the Fed's going to be moving at a slower pace.
Bankrate Chief Financial Analyst Greg McBride. Greg, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Megan.